From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. This is not a drill. It's a bill. Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Now, this is NPR, and as an official NPR broadcast, we are required by law to do two things. We have to test the emergency broadcast system from time to time, and we also have to occasionally talk about jazz. Now, we're checking that box today, but we're doing it with the delightful Esperanza Spalding. She made a splash 5 years ago when she won a Best New Artist Grammy that everybody thought was going to Justin Bieber. So just to be fair, today, if Esperanza Spalding wins our quiz, Mr. Bieber will get Carl Castle's voice on his voicemail. But if you win, you get it. So give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Leah Koch from Culver City, California.
Beautiful Culver City, California. What do you do there?
I am the co-owner of The Ripped Bodice, the only exclusively romance bookstore in the United States.
That is very exciting.
We're coming out.
When you said you were the co-owner of The Ripped Bodice, I'm like, that's sad. Can't you buy another? When you run a romance novel bookshop, do you feel obligated to have a really great romantic life yourself?
I wish that were the case.
Oh.
Leah, can I throw you some free business advice?
Yes, please.
Open a store next to The Ripped Bodice called The Covered Shame, where you just sell book covers for books like Freakonomics and other things that go over romance novels.
Great idea.
Oh. Brilliant. Well, Leah, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's the host of the podcast, Too Beautiful to Live, and the public radio variety show, Live Wire. It's Luke Burbank.
Hey, Leah.
Next, it's a feature writer for the Washington Post style section. It's Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Leah.
And finally, an author and humorist whose latest book is Save Room for Pie, Roy Blunt Jr. Great. Well, welcome to the show, Leah. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize, scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you maybe for your shop? I don't know. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Buenas tardes, President Castro.
That was somebody wishing a goods afternoons to President Castro of Cuba earlier this week. Who was it?
President Obama.
Yes, indeed, President Obama. Very good. Tired of constantly accused of being a communist dictator at home, President Obama went to a country where that is considered cool. It wasn't all smooth. President Obama pressured Raul Castro into Castro's first ever real press conference. And during that, Castro denied holding any political prisoners. And he challenged a reporter. He said, give me a list. And if I have a list, I'll free them. Great moment, right? Mm. Unfortunately, the reporter in question was from BuzzFeed. Mm. So the Cuban regime just freed 8 chicken fingers that look like the cast of Friends. Now, this is true. This is amazing. There was this moment at the end of this press conference where President Castro wanted to go over and he wanted to do sort of a joint victory thing with your arms up in the air, clasping your hands high up in the air with President Obama. So he grabbed President Obama's hand. Obama realized too late what was going on, didn't want to go along with this. So he just left his arm go limp. So Raul Castro is standing there waving the limp arm of the leader of the free world. It was like Weekend at Barack's. It was.
The president went there, right?
Yeah.
He was clearly sort of signifying really new open relations between the U.S. and Cuba.
Yeah.
Why was he so worried to be seen kind of celebrating with Raul Castro?
Right. Yeah, I wanted the same thing.
Because I imagine that if you were the president of the United States and the communist dictator of a tyrannical regime comes over to grab your hand and raise it in a sort of joint victory salute, all you can think about is every image ever including the one that will be on your obituary.
Mm-hmm. He should not have been wearing that Che Guevara t-shirt.
That was probably
I think that's sending a really bad visual.
All right, very good. Here's your next quote, Leah.
You know, my hands are normal, slightly large, actually. In fact, I buy a slightly smaller than large glove, okay?
Who simply cannot stop talking about his hands?
Donald Trump.
Yes. Donald Trump. This week, our dear leader-to-be sat down with the Washington Post editorial board, where he was given the chance to speak on the record with informed journalists about substantive issues. And he just again went on and on and on about how big his hands are. As you heard, he bragged about how he buys a, quote, slightly smaller than large glove.
Yeah, what is that?
He was searching for the word. There is a word for that. It is medium. He spent the first, I read the transcript. He spent like the first 5 minutes talking about the sheetrock that was covering the marble finishes in a building that he's building. Yeah, he was very excited because that day he was going to go over and show off this building that he had built in Washington.
It's the new Trump Hotel.
But he was turning this important meeting with a very important journalistic institution into an episode of HGTV. Mm-hmm. He does not seem to possess the ability to understand when something is germane and not, right?
Oh, no, he gets along great with the Germains.
He has buildings in Germania.
If I'm not mistaken, I think actually his fourth and fifth wives were both Germania.
Also this week, he got into this bizarre spitting match with Ted Cruz. He blamed Cruz for this ad that had a nude picture of Melania Trump, his wife, right?
And I will say this. She looked very, very good in that picture. Mm-hmm. It was a tasteful nude.
Yes.
Did she have any expression on her face at all? I've never seen. She tends to look kind of blank. Doesn't she?
That's called PTSD.
All right, Leah, here is your last quote. It's from the head of a once great company.
Today we're introducing a watch band made from a whole different material.
So what company, instead of announcing some new amazing device at its annual meeting, was reduced to bragging about their vinyl watch bands?
Is it Apple?
It is Apple, yes. You know how it is. Like every spring they have this announcement of this amazing new thing. Well, this year, instead of anything exciting or new, Apple's big announcement offered the same stuff, but smaller now. 2 years ago, they introduced the big iPhone. Now they have a small iPhone. So their products are going to get bigger, then smaller, then bigger again. They're not innovative products. They're just middle-aged phones on a dieting binge. Mm.
They do have one phone, though, that is slightly smaller than a large iPhone.
Mm. Yeah.
Which I think is going to be a very big seller.
And it is exciting that they finally have a phone small enough for Donald Trump to use. And that's...
I've been wearing a vinyl watch band for years. I'm an early adapter, I guess.
Yeah, you are. You're ahead of the curve.
Do you think that because, you know, the sort of fun tradition for a lot of people was to sleep outside various Apple stores to be the first in line to get the new thing. Do you think there was one person in America, person lonely enough to sleep overnight outside an Apple store to get a new watch band?
I know. But it's funny. They're bragging about the watch bands they're selling. It used to be the most admired company on the planet. Now they're basically Zales. Bill, how did Leah do in our quiz?
She did great. 3-0. She's a winner.
Oh, congratulations, Leah. And good luck with that bookstore. Thank you so much for calling and playing.
Thank you.